January 20th, 2021. Members of the board are present, the media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of vouchers, tax refund account 5550 to 5601, tax account 8311 to 8316, and general fund 52960 to 52978.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the December 9th, 2020 regular town board meeting.
Yeah, I don't think that was at that one.
Okay.
All right, I'll approve.
Discussion?
I'll second that. Jim?
At the last meeting, we talked about revisiting the electors meeting at late in January, but I don't see it's on the agenda.
Yeah.
It's on February 3rd.
We're gonna have, we've got it set for our February meeting.
February meeting?
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the December 9th regular town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the January 6th, 2021.
I'll move for approval as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the January 6th, 2021 meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report. You don't have one?
Well, I mean, it's the same one from before, but I can just say that basically I've banked about $3 million in the month of January. So we're getting to be on first name basis at the bank, so. So the, in their regular account, we have $3,100,980.78. And in ambulance is $444,602.
I'll move for approval of the report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion possible action, public access point, Stimson Sunrise Shores Platt / McKenna subdivision. I got it on there with both subdivisions at the time. I really wasn't sure which one this was sitting in because they're side by side. Anyway, I got a call from a guy by the name of Brian Brooks, and he owns property on Gunlock off of Sunrise Camp Road. Got some maps there that show there's a 10-foot wide strip that runs between his property and property north of him, Karen Carroll. And he was wondering if the town would be willing to look at possibly vacating that strip of property. It's town-owned land. It came to the town via the plat when the plat was originally approved back in 1926. It was a state plat. I'll give you some quick history. When you do a state plat, the state will require you to have a public access point within a half a mile of the plat. At the time, I doubt that the boat landing was there. So this public access point was put in as part of the McKenna subdivision plat. It's a 10-foot wide strip. It's never been improved. It's just all trees. But he was wondering if we would be willing to vacate that. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, I'll bring it to the board. I have checked with the town attorney. He can vacate them. Greg Harold recommended that if we do decide to go that route, that we require Mr. Brooks to pay any and all costs to the town, be it legal fees or notification fees, so that it doesn't cost the town anything. The process of doing this is, one, the town, we'd have to hold a public hearing on it to vacate it. And then it would also have to go to the DNR for their review and approval. And it actually then goes to circuit court, to the judge. Because being that it's a plat, platted land, a judge has to vacate it. So I guess what your feelings are, I'm sure Mr. Brooks will be calling me again, wondering if we have an interest in vacating that piece. If we don't, actually, when you vacate a piece of land between, a piece of public land, town land, between two lots like that, it's a 10-foot wide strip, so Carroll would get 5 feet, Brooks would get 5 feet.
I'm comfortable with it as long as the requirements are met with the public access made by boat landing. As long as the boat landing is...
The boat landing is about 1,100 feet away.
And that is owned by the town?
That's owned by the town.
So the requirement of access to the lake is met by them?
You have a public and actually an improved access to the lake. With the boat landing, this, you know, it's public access. Anybody could walk down it if they like, but it's not approved, so.
That's my only concern, is to make sure that requirement is met. It will get noticed publicly, so if there's anybody of concern, I mean, if anybody walks through their door and says they don't want it, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll stop. So that's my say.
Norm?
Yep. Does the zoning committee have to be involved in some way?
No.
This is okay. Strictly the town board and the vacation of the platted access.
All right. Thank you.
Any thoughts?
Not necessarily, as long as all the...
You think we should let the tribe know?
I would. Definitely.
It's
like I say, it's a public access point, and yeah, they should be notified, and you have to get their input on it.
Yep. So with that being said, I would make a motion.
Jesse? What Jesse?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I would make a motion to move this forward after.
I guess I would, you know, it would be, I'd contact Mr. Brooks and tell him if you would like to pursue this vacating, you know, make it a formal in writing request to the town, and we'll schedule a public hearing. I guess the only thing that's coming from the board here is that we would, you know, in the form of a motion, require him to pay any and all costs or be involved.
And I do believe that Carroll should be notified.
They would be too.
Because they're going to get 5 feet of it.
Yeah, I think he mentioned to me, he said that he's talked to his neighbor, so I guess I'm assuming he talked to Karen about it.
So yeah, if there's no hardship financially to this town, I'd be more than happy.
We can't sell it.
I understand that.
But we can vacate.
So, going forward, holding a public hearing.
COVID, we gotta wait.
Yep.
And you know, that's...
Because everybody in concern here is gonna get notified.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I'll have to explain to them, that, you know, under the restrictions that we have in place now, that the public hearing...
Is there fees for such things? Do we have a fee book for certain situations? Like zoning fees?
Well...
For public hearings and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a cost for that, for publication, basically.
Can we get an estimation together for this gentleman to let him know that...
What's our class two notification cost?
You'd have to ask Sue, it's different for zoning.
Right.
Well, this would be a town. It wouldn't be zoning.
Okay.
What I'm just saying is we could use that fee scale.
Hmm.
But it would be the same as if she posted a public hearing.
Yeah.
So
Whatever our public hearing posting costs are is what...
Yeah, I know it wouldn't go through zoning, but it would be the same cost as what she has to publish in the paper. And I'm not sure they have to notify so many people too, so...
It's been a long time, so I guess I don't, I'll have to brush up on it. I don't remember offhand.
Yeah, might be everybody that lives on that lake.
Very well could be.
It might be, yeah. I don't know.
Jim?
What if there's a third party interested in that? Do the adjoining property owners get first dibs, or is there a...
It's not a sale.
I understand.
It's a vacating of the property. Under state statutes, when you vacate like this, a public access point, or if it were a road, the adjoining properties each side get half.
Okay.
Would have to be contiguous to the actual property.
Yeah, there's no third party unless there's a third lot that's in there somehow, but it's who's ever adjoining it gets half of it.
That's right. We'll have a public hearing, because if anybody on that lake says that they had an intent to make a trail in there...
To maybe use it.
To get a canoe in or whatever they wanted to do, then we listen to that, and then we will weigh those options and we'll make a decision.
How long is that, Joe?
As long as they want.
Pretty close on a road. Yes. The old flat has a distance on it. It's like 332 feet.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no trail in there right now?
No. You got these laying all over the place.
I was looking across the road, there's one.
Yep.
Yeah. There's another one across the road going into the...
Golden Center. Yep.
All right.
Is that motion clear enough?
Motion to notify Mr. Brooks if he'd like to pursue it, to give us a notification in writing. He'd like us to vacate it, and then he'd be required to pay any and all noticing costs or legal fees to the town. Is that your motion?
That's my motion. I'm sticking to it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried.
You did very good on that, Mr. Gold.
It's 1926. You look at those flats, they're pretty wild. Item number 12, discussion possible action approval bartender's license for Stephanie Myrtle.
No issues. I'll make a motion for approval.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the operator or the bartender's license. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Jim?
One more question about that piece of land. Will that require resurveying?
I would imagine it might be part of it. There, it looks to be, and again, I'm just assuming, it looks to be a relatively recent survey done. But if surveying is needed, then it'll be done, and that again would be the cost on Mr. Brooks.
Because I had bought a piece of land next to me that wasn't probably surveyed way back then also. And when the Mullen came in to survey it, he used the satellite, and I lost 27 feet of property off that lot.
Well, that's common.
Yeah, so that could happen here too, 10 feet.
And his taxes will go up because he's increasing the value of those properties.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn at 1:15?
I'll make that one.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you for coming on this cold, miserable winter day.
Yeah, it's almost spring.
That's right.
Somewhere there.
I had one roll.